The first book of Samuel, otherwise called the first book of Kings. This and the following book are called by the Hebrews the books of Samuel, because they contain the history of Samuel, and of the two kings, Saul and David, whom he anointed. They are more commonly named by the fathers, the first and second book of Kings. As to the writer of them, it is the common opinion that Samuel composed the first book, as far as the 25th chapter, and that the prophets Nathan and Gad finished the first, and wrote the second book. See 1 Paralipomenon, alias 1 Chronicles, 29.29. 1 Kings chapter 1. Anna the wife of Elkanah being barren, by vow and prayer obtaineth a son, whom she calleth Samuel, and presenteth him to the service of God in Silo, according to her vow. 1:1. There was a man of Ramoth Zephim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Soph, an Ephraimite. He was of the tribe of Levi, 1. Par 6.34, but is called an Ephraimite from dwelling in Mount Ephraim. 1:2. And he had two wives, the name of one was Anna, and the name of the other Phenina. Phenina had children, but Anna had no children. 1:3. And this man went up out of his city upon the appointed days, to adore and to offer sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Silo. And the two sons of Heli, Ophni and Phinehas, were their priests of the Lord. 1:4. Now the day came, and Elkanah offered sacrifice, and gave to Phenina, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters, portions. 1:5. But to Anna he gave one portion with sorrow, because he loved Anna, and the Lord had shut up her womb. 1:6. Her rival also afflicted her, and troubled her exceedingly, insomuch that she upbraided her, that the Lord had shut up her womb. 1:7. And thus she did every year, when the time returned, that they went up to the temple of the Lord, and thus she provoked her. But Anna wept, and did not eat. 1:8. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Anna, why weepest thou? And why dost thou not eat? And why dost thou afflict thy heart? Am not I better to thee than 10 children? 1:9. So Anna arose after she had eaten and drunk in Silo. And Heli, the priest, sitting upon a stool before the door of the temple of the Lord. 1:10. As Anna had her heart full of grief, she prayed to the Lord, shedding many tears. 1:11. And she made a vow, saying, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt look down, and wilt be mindful of me, and not forget thy handmaid, and wilt give to thy servant a man-child, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. 1:12. And it came to pass, as she multiplied prayers before the Lord, that Heli observed her mouth. 1:13. Now Anna spoke in her heart, and only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard at all. Heli therefore thought her to be drunk. 1:14. And said to her, How long wilt thou be drunk? Digest a little the wine, of which thou hast taken too much. 1:15. Anna answering, said, Not so, my lord. For I am an exceeding unhappy woman, and have drunk neither wine nor any strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. 1:16. Count not thy handmaid for one of the daughters of Belial. For out of the abundance of my sorrow and grief have I spoken till now. 1:17. Then Heli said to her, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition, which thou hast asked of him. 1:18. And she said, Would to God thy handmaid may find grace in thy eyes. So the woman went on her way, and ate, and her countenance was no more changed. 1:19. And they rose in the morning, and worshipped before the Lord. And they returned, and came into their house at Ramathah. And Elkanah knew Anna his wife. And the Lord remembered her. 1:20. And it came to pass when the time was come about, Anna conceived and bore a son, and called his name Samuel, because she had asked him of the Lord. Samuel, this name imports, asked of God. 1:21. And Elkanah, her husband, went up, and all his house, to offer to the Lord the solemn sacrifice, and his vow. 1:22. But Anna went not up, for she said to her husband, I will not go till the child be weaned, until I may carry him, that he may appear before the Lord, and may abide always there. 1:23. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Do what seemeth good to thee, and stay till thou wean him. And I pray that the Lord may fulfill his word. So the woman stayed at home, and gave her son suck, till she weaned him. 1:24. And after she had weaned him, she carried him with her, with 3 calves, and 3 bushels of flour, and a bottle of wine, and she brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. Now the child was as yet very young. 1:25. And they immolated a calf, and offered the child to Heli. 1:26. And Anna said, I beseech thee, my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am that woman, who stood before thee here praying to the Lord. 1:27. For this child did I pray, and the Lord hath granted me my petition, which I asked of him. 1:28. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord all the days of his life, he shall be lent to the Lord. And they adore the Lord there. And Anna prayed, and said, 1 Kings chapter 2, the canticle of Anna, the wickedness of the sons of Heli, for which they are not duly corrected by their father, a prophecy against the house of Heli. 2:1. My heart hath rejoiced in the Lord, and my horn is exalted in my God. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I have joyed in thy salvation. My horn. The horn in the scripture signifies strength, power. The horn is said to be exalted, when a person receives an increase of strength or glory. 2:2. There is none holy as the Lord is. For there is no other beside thee, and there is none strong like our God. 2:3. Do not multiply to speak lofty things, boasting. Let old matters depart from your mouth. For the Lord is a God of all knowledge, and to him are thoughts prepared. 2:4. The bow of the mighty is overcome, and the weak are girt with strength. 2:5. They that were full before, have hired out themselves for bread, and the hungry are filled, so that the barren hath borne many, and she that had many children is weakened. 2:6. The Lord killeth and maketh alive, he bringeth down to hell, and bringeth back again. 2:7. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich, he humbleth and he exalteth. 2:8. He raiseth up the needy from the dust, and lifteth up the poor from the dunghill, that he may sit with princes, and hold the throne of glory. For the poles of the earth are the Lord's, and upon them he hath set the world. 2:9. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, because no man shall prevail by his own strength. 2:10. The adversaries of the Lord shall fear him, and upon them shall he thunder in the heavens. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give empire to his king, and shall exalt the horn of his Christ. 2:11. And Elkanah went to Ramathah, to his house. But the child ministered in the sight of the Lord before the face of Heli the priest. 2:12. Now the sons of Heli were children of Belial, not knowing the Lord. 2:13. Nor the office of the priests to the people. But whosoever had offered a sacrifice, the servant of the priest came, while the flesh was in boiling, with a flesh hook of 3 teeth in his hand. 2:14. And thrust it into the kettle, or into the cauldron, or into the pot, or into the pan. And all that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took to himself. Thus did they to all Israel that came to Shiloh. 2:15. Also before they burnt the fat, the servant of the priest came, and said to the man that sacrificed, Give me flesh to boil for the priest, for I will not take of thee sodden flesh, but raw. 2:16. And he that sacrificed said to him, Let the fat first be burnt today, according to the custom, and then take to thee as much as thy soul desireth. But he answered, and said to him, Not so, but thou shalt give it me now, or else I will take it by force. 2:17. Wherefore the sin of the young men was exceeding great before thee, Lord, because they withdrew men from the sacrifice of the Lord. 2:18. But Samuel ministered before the face of the Lord, being a child girded with a linen ephod. 2:19. And his mother made him a little coat, which she brought to him on the appointed days, when she went up with her husband, to offer the solemn sacrifice. 2:20. And Heli blessed Elkanah and his wife. And he said to him, The Lord give thee seed of this woman, for the loan thou hast lent to the Lord. And they went to their own home. 2:21. And the Lord visited Anna, and she conceived, and bore 3 sons, and 2 daughters. And the child Samuel became great before the Lord. 2:22. Now Heli was very old, and he heard all that his sons did to all Israel, and how they lay with the women that waited at the door of the tabernacle. 2:23. And he said to them, Why do ye these kinds of things, which I hear, very wicked things, from all the people? 2:24. Do not so, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear, that you make the people of the Lord to transgress. 2:25. If one man shall sin against another, God may be appeased in his behalf. But if a man shall sin against the Lord, who shall pray for him? and they hearken not to the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. Who shall pray for him? By this word Heli would have his sons understand, that by their wicked abuse of sacred things, and of the very sacrifices which were appointed to appease the Lord, they deprived themselves of the ordinary means of reconciliation with God, which was by sacrifices. The more, because they were the chief priests whose business it was to intercede for all others, they had no other to offer sacrifices and to make atonement for them. Ibid. Because the Lord would slay them. In consequence of their manifold sacrileges, he would not soften their hearts with his efficacious grace, but was determined to destroy them. 2:26. But the child Samuel advanced, and grew on, and pleased both the Lord and men. 2:27. And there came a man of God to Heli, and said to him, Thus saith the Lord, Did I not plainly appear to thy father's house, when they were in Egypt in the house of Pharaoh? 2:28. And I chose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to go up to my altar, and burn incense to me, and to wear the ephod before me. And I gave to thy father's house of all the sacrifices of the children of Israel. 2:29. Why have you kicked away my victims, and my gifts which I commanded to be offered in the temple? And thou hast rather honored thy sons than me, to eat the first fruits of every sacrifice of my people Israel. 2:30. Wherefore thus saith the Lord the God of Israel, I said indeed that thy house, and the house of thy father, should minister in my sight, forever. But now saith the Lord, Far be this from me. But whosoever shall glorify me, him will I glorify. But they that despise me, shall be despised. 2:31. Behold the days come, and I will cut off thy arm, and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thy house. 2:32. And thou shalt see thy rival in the temple, in all the prosperity of Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thy house forever. Thy rival, a priest of another race. This was partly fulfilled, when Abiah III, of the race of Heli, was removed from the priesthood, and Zadok, who was of another line, was substituted in his place. But it was more fully accomplished in the New Testament, when the priesthood of Aaron gave place to that of Christ. 2:33. However, I will not altogether take away a man of thee from my altar, but that thy eyes may faint, and thy soul be spent, and a great part of thy house shall die, when they come to man's estate. 2:34. And this shall be a sign to thee, that shall come upon thy two sons, Ophni and Phinehas. In one day they shall both of them die. 2:35. And I will raise me up a faithful priest, who shall do according to my heart, and my soul, and I will build him a faithful house, and he shall walk all days before my anointed. 2:36. And it shall come to pass, that whosoever shall remain in thy house shall come that he may be prayed for, and shall offer a piece of silver, and a roll of bread, and shall say, Put me, I beseech thee, to somewhat of the priestly office, that I may eat a morsel of bread. 1 Kings chapter 3. Samuel is four times called by the Lord, who revealeth to him the evil that shall fall on Heli, and his house. 3:1. Now the child Samuel ministered to the Lord before Heli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days, there was no manifest vision. Precious. That is, rare. 3:2. And it came to pass one day when Heli lay in his place, and his eyes were grown dim, that he could not see. 3:3. Before the lamp of God went out, Samuel slept in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. 3:4. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. 3:5. And he ran to Heli, and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. He said, I did not call. Go back and sleep. And he went and slept. 3:6. And the Lord called Samuel again. And Samuel arose and went to Heli, and said, Here am I, for thou calledst me. He answered, I did not call thee, my son. Return and sleep. 3:7. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither had the word of the Lord been revealed to him. 3:8. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose up and went to Heli. 3:9. And said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. Then Heli understood that the Lord called the child, and he said to Samuel, Go, and sleep. And if he shall call thee any more, thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went, and slept in his place. 3:10. And the Lord came, and stood, and he called, as he had called the other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. 3:11. And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I do a thing in Israel, and whosoever shall hear it, both his ears shall tingle. 3:12. In that day I will raise up against Eli all the things I have spoken concerning his house. I will begin, and I will make an end. 3:13. For I have foretold unto him, that I will judge his house forever, for iniquity, because he knew that his sons did wickedly, and did not chastise them. 3:14. Therefore have I sworn to the house of Eli, that the iniquity of his house shall not be expiated with victims nor offerings forever. 3:15. And Samuel slept till morning, and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to tell the vision to Eli. 3:16. Then Eli called Samuel, and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, Here am I. 3:17. And he asked him, What is the word that the Lord hath spoken to thee? I beseech thee hide it not from me. May God do so and so to thee, and that so and so, if thou hide from me one word of all that were said to thee. 3:18. So Samuel told him all the words, and did not hide them from him. And he answered, It is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his sight. 3:19. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and not one of his words fell to the ground. 3:20. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a faithful prophet of the Lord. 3:21. And the Lord again appeared in Silo, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Silo, according to the word of the Lord. And the word of Samuel came to pass to all Israel. 1 Kings chapter 4. The Israelites being overcome by the Philistines, send for the ark of God. But they are beaten again, the sons of Eli are killed, and the ark taken. Upon the hearing of the news Eli falleth backward and dieth. 4:1. And it came to pass in those days, that the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight. And Israel went out to war against the Philistines, and camped by the stone of Help. And the Philistines came to Aphek, the stone of Help, in Hebrew Ebenezer, so called from the help which the Lord was pleased afterwards to give to his people Israel in that place, by the prayers of Samuel, chap. 7.12, 4:2, and put their army in array against Israel. And when they had joined battle, Israel turned their backs to the Philistines. And there were slain in that fight, here and there in the fields, about 4,000 men. 4:3. And the people returned to the camp. And the ancients of Israel said, Why hath the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch unto us the ark of the covenant of the Lord from Silo, and let it come in the midst of us, that it may save us from the hand of our enemies. 4:4. So the people sent to Silo, and they brought from thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, sitting upon the cherubims. And the two sons of Eli, Ophni and Phinehas, were with the ark of the covenant of God. 4:5. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord was come into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, and the earth rang again. 4:6. And the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, and they said, What is this noise of a great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the ark of the Lord was come into the camp. 4:7. And the Philistines were afraid, saying, God is come into the camp. And sighing, they said, 4:8. Woe to us! For there was no such great joy yesterday, and the day before. Woe to us! Who shall deliver us from the hand of these high gods? These are the gods that struck Egypt with all the plagues in the desert. 4:9. Take courage, and behave like men, ye Philistines. Lest you come to be servants to the Hebrews, as they have served you. Take courage and fight. 4:10. So the Philistines fought, and Israel was overthrown, and every man fled to his own dwelling. And there was an exceeding great slaughter. For there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. 4:11. And the ark of God was taken. And the two sons of Eli, Ophni and Phinehas, were slain. 4:12. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Silo the same day, with his clothes rent, and his head strewed with dust. 4:13. And when he was come, Eli sat upon his tool over against the way, watching. For his heart was fearful for the ark of God. And when the man was come into the city, he told it, and all the city cried out. 4:14. And Eli heard the noise of the cry, and he said, What meaneth the noise of this uproar? But he made haste, and came, and told Eli. 4:15. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim, and he could not see. 4:16. And he said to Eli, I am he that came from the battle, and have fled out of the field this day. And he said to him, What is there done, my son?
4:17
And he that brought the news answered, and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there has been a great slaughter of the people. Moreover thy two sons, Ophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God is taken.
4:18
And when he had named the ark of God, he fell from his stool backwards by the door, and broke his neck and died. For he was an old man, and far advanced in years. And he judged Israel 40 years, named the ark, etc. There is great reason, by all these circumstances, to hope that Heli died in a state of grace, and by his temporal punishments escaped the eternal.
4:19
And his daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, was big with child, and near her time. And hearing the news that the ark of God was taken, and her father-in-law, and her husband, were dead, she bound herself and fell in labor. For her pains came upon her on a sudden.
4:20
And when she was upon the point of death, they that stood about her said to her, Fear not, for thou hast borne a son. She answered them not, nor gave heed to them.
4:21
And she called the child Ichabod, saying, The glory is gone from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and for her father-in-law, and for her husband.
Ichabod, that is, where is the glory? Or, there is no glory.
We see how much the Israelites lamented the loss of the ark, which was but the symbol of God's presence among them. How much more ought Christians to lament the loss of God himself, when by sin they have driven him out of their souls.
4:22
And she said, The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken. 1 Kings chapter 5. Taken twice falleth down before the ark. The Philistines are grievously afflicted, wherever the ark cometh.
5:1
And the Philistines took the ark of God, and carried it from the stone of Hope into Azotus.
5:2
And the Philistines took the ark of God, and brought it into the temple of Dagon, and set it by Dagon.
5:3
And when the Azotians arose early the next day, behold Dagon lay upon his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon, and set him again in his place.
5:4
And the next day again, when they rose in the morning, they found Dagon lying upon his face on the earth before the ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon, and both the palms of his hands, were cut off upon the threshold.
5:5
And only the stump of Dagon remained in its place. For this cause neither the priests of Dagon, nor any that go into the temple, tread on the threshold of Dagon and Azotus unto this day.
5:6
And the hand of the Lord was heavy upon the Azotians, and he destroyed them, and afflicted Azotus and the coasts thereof with the marauds. And in the villages and fields in the midst of that country, there came forth a multitude of mice, and there was a confusion of a great mortality in the city.
5:7
And the men of Azotus seeing this kind of plague, said, The ark of the God of Israel shall not stay with us. For his hand is heavy upon us, and upon Dagon, our God.
5:8
And sending, they gathered together all the lords of the Philistines to them, and said, What shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel? And the Gathites answered, Let the ark of the God of Israel be carried about. And they carried the ark of the God of Israel about.
5:9
And while they were carrying it about, the hand of the Lord came upon every city with an exceeding great slaughter. And he smote the men of every city, both small and great, and they had a marauds in their secret parts. And the Gathites consulted together, and made themselves seats of skins.
5:10
Therefore they sent the ark of God into Acheron. And when the ark of God was come into Acheron, the Acheronites cried out, saying, They have brought the ark of the God of Israel to us, to kill us and our people.
5:11
They sent therefore, and gathered together all the lords of these Philistines. And they said, Send away the ark of the God of Israel, and let it return into its own place, and not kill us and our people.
5:12
For there was the fear of death in every city, and the hand of God was exceeding heavy. The men also that did not die, were afflicted with the emerods. And the cry of every city went up to heaven.
1 Kings chapter 6.
The ark is sent back to Bethsaida, where many are slain for looking through curiosity into it.
6:1
Now the ark of God was in the land of the Philistines 7 months.
6:2
And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, What shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us how we are to send it back to its place. And they said,
6:3
If you send back the ark of the God of Israel, send it not away empty, but render unto him what you owe for sin, and then you shall be healed, and you shall know why his hand departed not from you.
6:4
They answered,
What is it we ought to render unto him for sin? And they answered, 6:5. According to the number of the provinces of the Philistines you shall make 5 golden emeralds, and 5 golden mice. For the same plague hath been upon you all, and upon your lords. And you shall make the likeness of your emeralds, and the likeness of the mice, that have destroyed the land, and you shall give glory to the God of Israel, to see if he will take off his hand from you, and from your gods, and from your land. 6:6. Why do you harden your hearts, as Egypt and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? Did not he, after he was struck, then let them go, and they departed? 6:7. Now, therefore, take and make a new cart, and 2 kinds that have calved, on which there hath come no yoke, tie to the cart, and shred up their calves at home. 6:8. And you shall take the ark of the Lord, and lay it on the cart, and the vessels of gold, which you have paid him for sin, you shall put into a little box at the side thereof, and send it away, that it may go. 6:9. And you shall look, and if it go up by the way of his own coasts, towards Bethsaims, then he hath done us this great evil. But if not, we shall know that it is not his hand hath touched us, but it hath happened by chance. 6:10. They did therefore in this manner, and taking 2 kine, that had sucking calves, they yoked them to the cart, and shred up their calves at home. 6:11. And they laid the ark of God upon the cart, and the little box that had in it the golden mice, and the likeness of the emeralds. 6:12. And the kine took the straight way, that leadeth to Bethsaims, and they went along the way, lowing as they went, and turned not aside neither to the right hand nor to the left. And the lords of the Philistines followed them as far as the borders of Bethsaims. 6:13. Now the Bethsemites were reaping wheat in the valley, and lifting up their eyes, they saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. 6:14. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Bethsemite, and stood there. And there was a great stone, and they cut in pieces the wood of the cart, and laid the kine upon it a holocaust to the Lord. 6:15. And the Levites took down the ark of God, and the little box that was at the side of it, wherein were the vessels of gold, and they put them upon the great stone. The men also of Bethsemes offered holocausts, and sacrificed victims that day to the Lord. 6:16. And the 5 princes of the Philistines saw it, and they returned to Ekron the same day. 6:17. And these are the golden emeralds, which the Philistines returned for sin to the Lord. 4 Azotus 1, 4 Gaza 1, 4 Ascalon 1, 4 Gath 1, 4 Ekron 1. 6:18. And the golden mice, according to the number of the cities of the Philistines, of the 5 provinces, from the fenced city to the village that was without wall, and to the great table, the stone, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which was still that day in the field of Joshua the Bethsemite. 6:19. But he slew of the men of Bethsaims, because they had seen the ark of the Lord, and he slew of the people 70 men, and 50,000 of the common people. And the people lamented, because the Lord had smitten the people with a great slaughter. Seen, and curiously looked into, it is likely this plague reached to all the neighboring country, as well as the city of Bethsaims. 6:20. And the men of Bethsaims said, who shall be able to stand before the Lord this holy God? And to whom shall he go up from us? 6:21. And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kiriath-jearim, saying, the Philistines have brought back the ark of the Lord, come ye down and fetch it up to you. 1 Kings chapter 7. The ark is brought to Kiriath-jearim. By Samuel's exhortation the people cast away their idols and serve God alone. The Lord defeated the Philistines, while Samuel offered sacrifice. 7:1. And the men of Kiriath-jearim came, and fetched up the ark of the Lord, and carried it into the house of Abinadab, in Gibeah. And they sanctified Eleazar, his son, to keep the ark of the Lord, in Gibeah. That is, on the hill, for Gibeah signified the hill. 7:2. And it came to pass, that from the day the ark of the Lord abode in Kiriath-jearim, days were multiplied, for it was now the 20th year, and all the house of Israel rested, following the Lord. 7:3. And Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, if you turn to the Lord with all your heart, put away the strange gods from among you, Baalim and Astaroth, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. 7:4. Then the children of Israel put away Baalim and Astaroth, and served the Lord only. 7:5. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Masphath, that I may pray to the Lord for you. 7:6. And they gathered together to Masphath, and they drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and they fasted on that day, and they said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Masphath. 7:7. And the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Masphath, and the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard this, they were afraid of the Philistines. 7:8. And they said to Samuel, Cease not to cry to the Lord our God for us, that he may save us out of the hand of the Philistines. 7:9. And Samuel took a sucking lamb, and offered its whole for a holocaust to the Lord. And Samuel cried to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. 7:10. And it came to pass, when Samuel was offering the holocaust, the Philistines began the battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on the day upon the Philistines, and terrified them, and they were overthrown before the face of Israel. 7:11. And the men of Israel going out of Masphath, pursued after the Philistines, and made slaughter of them till they came under Beth-Tirah. 7:12. And Samuel took a stone, and laid it between Masphath and Senator, and he called the place the Stone of Help. And he said, Thus far the Lord hath helped us. 7:13. And the Philistines were humbled, and they did not come any more into the borders of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines, all the days of Samuel. 7:14. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel, were restored to Israel, from Acher unto Geth, and their borders. And he delivered Israel from the hand of the Philistines, and there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. 7:15. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. 7:16. And he went every year about to Bethel and to Gilgal and to Masphath, and he judged Israel in the foresaid places. 7:17. And he returned to Ramathah, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel. He built also there an altar to the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 8. Samuel growing old, and his sons not walking in his ways, the people desire a king. 8:1. And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he appointed his sons to be judges over Israel. 8:2. Now the name of his firstborn son was Joel, and the name of the second was Abia, judges in Busabi. 8:3. And his sons walked not in his ways, but they turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted judgment. 8:4. Then all the ancients of Israel being assembled came to Samuel to Ramathah. 8:5. And they said to him, Behold thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Make us a king, to judge us, as all nations have. 8:6. And the word was displeasing in the eyes of Samuel, that they should say, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed to the Lord. 8:7. And the Lord said to Samuel, Hearken to the voice of the people in all that they say to thee. For they have not rejected thee, but me, that I should not reign over them. Rejected, etc. The government of Israel hitherto had been a theocracy, in which God himself immediately ruled, by laws which he had enacted, and by judges extraordinarily raised up by himself. And therefore he complains that his people rejected him, in desiring a change of government. 8:8. According to all their works, they have done from the day that I brought them out of Egypt until this day. As they have forsaken me, and served strange gods, so do they also unto thee. 8:9. Now, therefore, hearken to their voice, but yet testify to them, and foretell them the right of the king, that shall reign over them. The right, that is, the manner, misfat, after which he shall proceed, having no one to control him, when he has the power in his hand. 8:10. Then Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people that had desired a king of him. 8:11. And said, This will be the right of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons, and put them in his chariots, and will make them his horsemen, and his running footmen, to run before his chariots. 8:12. And he will appoint of them to be his tribunes, and his centurions, and to plow his fields, and to reap his corn, and to make him arms and chariots. 8:13. Your daughters also he will take to make him ointments, and to be his cooks, and bakers. 8:14. And he will take your fields, and your vineyards, and your best olive yards, and give them to his servants. 8:15. Moreover he will take the tenth of your corn, and of the revenues of your vineyards, to give to his eunuchs and servants. 8:16. Your servants also, and handmaids, and your goodliest young men, and your asses, he will take away, and put them to his work. 8:17. Your flocks also he will tie, and you shall be his servants. 8:18. And you shall cry out in the day from the face of the king, whom you have chosen to yourselves. And the Lord will not hear you in the day, because you desired unto yourselves a king. 8:19. But the people would not hear the voice of Samuel, and they said, Nay, but there shall be a king over us. 8:20. And we also will be like all nations. And our king shall judge us, and go out before us, and fight our battles for us. 8:21. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. 8:22. And the Lord said to Samuel, Hearken to their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said to the men of Israel, Let every man go to his city. 1 Kings chapter 9. Saul seeking his father's asses, cometh to Samuel, by whom he is entertained. 9:1. Now there was a man of Benjamin, whose name was Sisk, the son of Abiel, the son of Serer, the son of Becherem, the son of Aphia, the son of a man of Jemini, valiant and strong. 9:2. And he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice and goodly man, and there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward he appeared above all the people. 9:3. And the asses of Sisk, Saul's father, were lost. And Sisk said to his son Saul, Take one of the servants with thee, and arise, go, and seek the asses. And when they had passed through Mount Ephraim, 9:4, and through the land of Salisa, and had not found them, they passed also through the land of Salem, and they were not there, and through the land of Jemini, and found them not. 9:5, and when they were come to the land of Suf, Saul said to the servant that was with him, Come, let us return, lest perhaps my father forget the asses, and be concerned for us. 9:6. And he said to him, Behold, there is a man of God in this city, a famous man. All that he saith, cometh certainly to pass. Now, therefore, let us go thither, perhaps he may tell us of our way, for which we are come. 9:7. And Saul said to his servant, Behold, we will go. But what shall we carry to the man of God? The bread is spent in our bags, and we have no present to make to the man of God, nor anything at all. 9:8. The servant answered Saul again, and said, Behold, there is found in my hand the fourth part of a sickle of silver, let us give it to the man of God, that he may tell us our way. 9:9. Now in time past in Israel, when a man went to consult God, he spoke thus, Come, let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet, in time past was called a seer. Seer, because of his seeing by divine light hidden things and things to come. 9:10. And Saul said to his servant, Thy word is very good, come let us go. And they went into the city, where the man of God was. 9:11. And when they went up the ascent to the city, they found maids coming out to draw water, and they said to them, Is the seer here? 9:12. They answered and said to them, He is. Behold, he is before you, make haste now. For he came today into the city, for there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. A sacrifice. The law did not allow of sacrifices in any other place, but at the tabernacle, or temple, in which the Ark of the Covenant was kept. But Samuel, by divine dispensation, offered sacrifices in other places. For which dispensation this reason may be alleged, that the house of God in Shiloh, having lost the Ark, was now cast off. As a figure of the reprobation of the Jews, p. 77.6067. And in Kiriath Jearim where the Ark was, there was neither tabernacle, nor altar. Abed, the high place. Excellum. The excelsum, or high places, so often mentioned in Scripture, were places of worship, in which were altars for sacrifice. These were sometimes employed in the service of the true God, as in the present case, but more frequently in the service of idols, and were called excelsum, which is commonly, though perhaps not so accurately, rendered high places. Not because they were always upon hills, for the very worst of all, which was that of Topheth, or Gingham, Jer 19, was in a valley, but because of the high altars, and pillars, or monuments, erected there, on which were set up the idols, or images of their deities. 9:13. As soon as you come into the city, you shall immediately find him, before he go up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat till he come, because he blesseth the victim, and afterwards they eat that are invited. Now, therefore, go up, for today you shall find him. 9:14. And they went up into the city. And when they were walking in the midst of the city, behold, Samuel was coming out over against them, to go up to the high place. 9:15. Now the Lord had revealed to the ear of Samuel the day before Saul came, saying, 9:16. Tomorrow about this same hour I will send thee a man of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be ruler over my people, Israel. And he shall save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked down upon my people, because their cry is come to me. 9:17. And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, Behold the man, of whom I spoke to thee, this man shall reign over my people. 9:18. And Saul came to Samuel in the midst of the gate, and said, Tell thee, I pray thee, where is the house of the seer? 9:19. And Samuel answered Saul, saying, I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, that you may eat with me today, and I will let thee go in the morning, and tell thee all that is in thy heart. 9:20. And as for the asses, which were lost 3 days ago, be not solicitous, because they are found. And for whom shall be all the best things of Israel? Shall they not be for thee and for all thy father's house? 9:21. And Saul answering, said, Am not I a son of Jemuel of the least tribe of Israel, and my kindred the last among all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Why then hast thou spoken this word to me? 9:22. Then Samuel taking Saul, and his servant, brought them into the parlor, and gave them a place at the head of them that were invited. For there were about 30 men. 9:23. And Samuel said to the cook, Bring the portion which I gave thee, and commanded thee to set it apart by thee. 9:24. And the cook took up the shoulder, and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, Behold what is left, set it before thee, and eat, because it was kept of purpose for thee, when I invited the people. And Saul ate with Samuel that day. 9:25. And they went down from the high place into the town, and he spoke with Saul upon the top of the house. And he prepared a bed for Saul on the top of the house, and he slept. 9:26. And when they were risen in the morning, and it began now to be light, Samuel called Saul on the top of the house, saying, Arise, that I may let thee go. And Saul arose, and they went out both of them, to wit, he and Samuel. 9:27. And as they were going down in the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, Speak to the servant to go before us, and pass on. But stand thou still a while, that I may tell thee the word of the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 10. Saul is anointed. He prophesieth, and is changed into another man. Samuel calleth the people together, to make a king. The lot falleth on Saul. 10:1. And Samuel took a little vial of oil, and poured it upon his head, and kissed him, and said, Behold, the Lord hath anointed thee to be prince over his inheritance, and thou shalt deliver his people out of the hands of their enemies, that are round about them. And this shall be a sign unto thee, that God hath anointed thee to be prince. 10:2. When thou shalt depart from me this day, thou shalt find two men by the sepulchre of Rachel in the borders of Benjamin to the south, and they shall say to thee, The asses are found which thou wentest to seek. And thy father, thinking no more of the asses, is concerned for you, and saith, What shall I do for my son? 10:3. And when thou shalt depart from thence, and go farther on, and shalt come to the oak of Abur, there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. Bethel, where there was at that time an altar of God, it being one of the places where Samuel judged Israel. 10:4. And they will salute thee, and will give thee two loaves, and thou shalt take them at their hand. 10:5. After that thou shalt come to the hill of God, where the garrison of the Philistines is. And when thou shalt be come there into the city, thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place, with a psaltery, and a tambourel, and a pipe, and a harp before them, and they shall be prophesying. The hill of God, Gabbai, in which there was also at that time, a high place or altar. Prophets. These were men whose office it was to sing hymns and praises to God. For such an holy rite are called prophets, and their singing praises to God is called prophesying. See 1 Paralius 1 Chr 15.22, and 25.1. Now there were in those days colleges, or schools for training up these prophets. And it seems there was one of these schools at this hill of God, and another at Najoth in Ramatha. See 1 Kings 19.20, 21, etc. 10:6. And the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be changed into another man. 10:7. When therefore these signs shall happen to thee, do whatsoever thy hand shall find, for the Lord is with thee. 10:8. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, for I will come down to thee, that thou mayest offer an oblation, and sacrifice victims of peace. 7 days shalt thou wait, till I come to thee, and I will shew thee what thou art to do. Gilgal. Here also by dispensation was an altar of God. 10:9. So when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave unto him another heart, and all these things came to pass that day. 10:10. And they came to the foreset hill, and behold, a company of prophets met him. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he prophesied in the midst of them. 10:11. And all that had known him yesterday and the day before, seeing that he was with the prophets, and prophesied, said to each other, What is this that hath happened to the son of Cis? Is Saul also among the prophets? 10:12. And one answered another, saying, And who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb. Is Saul also among the prophets? Their father, that is, their teacher, or superior. As much as to say, who could bring about such a wonderful change as to make Saul a prophet? 10:13. And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. 10:14. And Saul's uncle said to him, and to his servant, Whither went you? They answered, To seek the asses. And not finding them, we went to Samuel. 10:15. And his uncle said to him, Tell me what Samuel said to thee. 10:16. And Saul said to his uncle, He told us that the asses were found. But of the matter of the kingdom of which Samuel had spoken to him, he told him not. 10:17. And Samuel called together the people to the Lord in Mizpah. 10:18. And he said to the children of Israel, Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians, and from the hand of all the kings who afflicted you. 10:19. But you this day have rejected your God, who only hath saved you out of all your evils and your tribulations. And you have said, Nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore stand before the Lord by your tribes, and by your families. 10:20. And Samuel brought to him all the tribes of Israel, and the lot fell on the tribe of Benjamin. 10:21. And he brought the tribe of Benjamin and the kindreds thereof, and the lot fell upon the kindred of Matri, and it came to Saul, the son of Cis. They sought him therefore, and he was not found. 10:22. And after this they consulted the Lord whether he would come thither. And the Lord answered, Behold, he is hidden at home. 10:23. And they ran and fetched him thence. And he stood in the midst of the people, and he was higher than any of the people from the shoulders and upward. 10:24. And Samuel said to all the people, Surely you see him whom the Lord hath chosen, that there is none like him among all the people. And all the people cried and said, God save the king. 10:25. And Samuel told the people the law of the kingdom, and wrote it in a book, and laid it up before the Lord. And Samuel sent away all the people, every one to his own house. 10:26. Saul also departed to his own house in Gibeah. And there went with him a part of the army, whose hearts God had touched. 10:27. But the children of Belial said, Shall this fellow be able to save us? And they despised him, and brought him no presents. But he dissembled as though he heard not.